Mohammed Chahba, Special Assistant Professor at the Department of Horticulture and Landscape Architecture, Colorado State University. This work was a part of a joint research project between the Department of Horticulture at Colorado State University and several institutes in Egypt. This picture shows the natural area where the plant seeds and the material were collected for the project in Jordan. This shows the leaves and flower of the plant. Introduction, why we choose this plant for the study? Arum palestinium, or black calla lily, used in folk medicine and as human food in the Middle East. Climatic changes, salinity, drought, and desertification are major problems affecting native plants in arid and semi-arid regions of the world. Arum palestinium is an endangered species because of the ongoing destruction of its natural habitat, over harvesting, climatic and environmental changes. Objective, improve black calla lily seed germination under normal and saline conditions, evaluate its salinity tolerance, examine the effects of salinity on morphology and physiology of the plant, examine drought effect on the morphology and physiology of the plant. First study was to improve seed germination under saline conditions. We used three salinity treatment, control 15 and 30 decimens per meter. Germination regulator chemical that used to improve seed germination under salinity was thiourea at different concentrations of 0, 10, 20, and 30 millimol, mucicosine at 0, 3, 5, and 10 micromol, isophon 0, 3, 5, and 10 millimol, kinetin at 1.5 millimol. How I choose these concentrations from previous experience and the previous work and literature review and some quick pilot studies. Analysis of variance indicates significant differences between growth regulators and their concentrations. Effect of different growth regulators and their concentrations on germination percentage was shown in this figure. And as we see, isophon achieved the best effect, followed by kinetin, thiourea, and fusicosine, with most of the time similar. Same results was achieved for germination speed. This figure here summarizes the effect of the highest effective concentration of each treatment. So if we compare, I picked the highest or the best concentration of each treatment and make a quick comparison to tell which one is better. And these figures indicate that isophon is number one, kinetin number two, thiourea and fusicosine can be similar. Seedlings after germination study were taken care of in the greenhouse to be used for future studies. Seedlings resulted from germination study were used as experimental units for salinity and drought tests. Seedlings transplanted into 30 centimeter pots containing potting mix and were maintained under greenhouse condition until full establishment and continue growing until seedlings have three leaves. Then were transplanted into 15 centimeter diameter and 50 centimeter long BVC tubes used as lysimeter columns containing potting mix. This is how lysimeter columns look in a greenhouse. Salinity treatments were EC5, 15, and 25 decimens per meter. Data were collected weekly on leaf color, leaf area, plant height, and at the end of the experiment, samples were collected for total nanostructured carbohydrate, reducing sugar, brulein content, and sodium and potassium. Analysis of variance indicated significant difference among all parameters, among salinity levels. Regression analysis indicate a negative association between leaf color, leaf area, plant height, and different salinity levels. Potassium-sodium ratio also showed negative correlations, so with high salinity, we see the ratio is going down. Carbohydrate content, I prefer to present total non-structured carbohydrate and reducing sugar in the same figure to see the relationship between both of them. We see total non-structured carbohydrate is going down with higher salinity level, and reducing sugar is going high with salinity level. And this is logic, because blood to cope with stress need energy, and the source of energy is reducing sugar, such as glucose. What is the source of glucose? It's total non-structured carbohydrate. So the relationship between TNC and RSCC is a source-sink relationship. So if one go up, the other one go down, and if one go down, the other one go up. Protein content concentration in plant cells goes up also with salinity stress. To test the drought effect, we use four water regimes: 100% of the total evapotranspiration, 75% and 50-25% of the evapotranspiration. Evapotranspiration was measured directly. Four representative lysimeter were used to determine daily evapotranspiration. Evapotranspiration was updated weekly, and the treatments were adjusted accordingly because the value of evapotranspiration changed with plant growth. Data were collected weekly on plant height, leaf color, and leaf area. Evapotranspiration measurements were collected every 2 to 3 days during the growth period. At the end of the experiment, the average bulb weight was recorded, and TNC, RSC, and the brolin content was determined. Also, significant difference among water regimes was obtained, as you see. Evapotranspiration increased with higher water regime and decreased with lower water regime. That means the plant, this is one of the mechanisms that plant cope with drought. Carbohydrate content follows the same sequence. Here we can conclude that blended behave in the same way to people's drought and salinity tolerance. And the effect of drought and salinity is very much similar, because salinity results in less availability of water, just like the scarcity of water. If you have too much water and high salinity, water is not available for the plant. If you have less water, water is not available for the plant. Brolin content did the same thing. Bulb average weight went down with the less water availability. Conclusion: the effect of growth regulators varied from one salinity level to another. 30 millimole sialurea, 0.1 millimole fucosin, 10 millimole isophon, and 1.5 millimole kinetin increased seed germination percentage and speed of iron blastinium under saline condition. Isophon was the most effective growth regulator in ameliorating salinity effect on iron blastinium seed germination, followed by kinetin, sialurea, and fucosin. As salinity increased, iron blastinium exhibited reduction in leaf characteristics, blend high TNC and the potassium sodium ratio, and increased shot reducing sugars and the prolein content. As drought increased, iron blastinium exhibited reduction in leaf characteristics, blend high flowering characteristics, TNC and ET rate, and increased shot total reducing sugar and prolein content. Prolein accumulation could add to the salinity and the drought tolerance through osmoregulation or by acting as a carbon and nitrogen sink for stress recovery. I would like to thank USDA RS who supported this research, Colorado State University, the Department of Horticulture and Landscape Architecture for providing lab space and office space and all available, including my travel here. Also, I would like to thank STDF Initiative. Thank you.
Is the mechanism of
Isophon. Mm-hmm. Isophon is a source of acetylene. During germination, there is a change in growth regulator content. Salinity make less growth regulator inside the seed during germination. High salinity prevents the natural content of growth regulator in the seed to act. So adding some external source of growth regulator can help with this.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your talk. You had two figures. One was TNC related to salinity, and then the other was TNC related to water.
Yes.
They looked somewhat similar, but I couldn't see them quickly enough. Could you talk about the differences in those? And those, were those separate plants, or did you have any interaction?
It's the same blend. It's the same blend. But the point is, I mentioned this during my talk. I said there is a similar effect. Similar effect of drought stress and salinity stress, because under both conditions, the plant need to cope with the stress. The stress required energy. The source of energy is carbohydrate. The plant always has TNC, but TNC is not available to produce energy. So TNC has to hydrolyze or change it into some available source for energy, like reducing sugar. For example, glucose. Glucose is available for plant to produce energy to cope with the stress. And it's the same in both cases.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.